Rama quotes from the Or Zarua in Hilchos Sefer Torah regarding the question of Tashlum, and we're all familiar with the Gemara in the fourth parak of Brachas. We have a concept of Tashlum and by Tefillah. If you miss Shacharis, you can make it up a Mincha, Mincha, Myra, Myra, and Shacharis. Bidin Tashlumin. So the Or Zarua raises the issue. People gathered together in Shul, that a big machlokes broke out, and they forgot, they didn't have time, the Baal Kori stormed out, whatever the case might have been. They didn't read Kriyas HaTorah, so they wanted to know what to do next week. So there is a request from the Baali Tosfos that next Shabbos you should read both Parshas. So you missed Bamidbar, do Bamidbar and Naso, or you missed any whatever parasha it is, you do the parasha you missed and the parasha presently, kind of like Tashlumin. And the Be'er HaGra writes, what is the illusion? He actually refers us to the halacha of Tashlumin by Tvila, the Gemara and Bracha. So the Chafetz Chaim, the Mishnah Brura, other posts can want to say it's Masher from the Gra, that you only make up if it's one other parsha. You never do 3, 4, 5 because of tircha de tzi. But just like if a person missed 6 prayers, he only makes up, he only daven 2 at the same time. So if the basis of this tashlumin is based on tefila, so I guess it's not going to be greater than tefila, and therefore it's mashma, you only do 2. That's how the Mishnah Berurah says from the Vilna Gaon. However, from the Be'er HaGra, he writes that there was a Maisa Shahaya with the Gra, and he missed Kriya Satori. He was in jail, I think, a Maisa with the Chasidim. And when he came back, he made up all the parishes. So, number one, I said, so from the Mishnah Berurah's Diyak in the Gra, it seems you only did 2 parishes. Here you did, I don't know if you did 3, 4, 5, 6, but so one, you could say, well, Meikar Adin, he's saying that's the way we passed him, but the Grove, it was Amidas Chasidus. You could argue, or you could say the Grove changed his mind, because in the Be'er HaGra he wrote earlier, or you could say he never said it. This was Marmar. So whatever the debate is, and the Vilna Gaon made up, but that, the Vilna Gaon's case is different. Everyone else heard it, he's the one who only missed it. So that's the question. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Mari Mint, who quotes from the Aguda. I don't think he had it, or Zarua. And he said, based on that, is you only make up 2. Tircha de Tzibur, but you don't make up 3, and you do it like Mechubarim, like Bahar Bechukosai. Or Tazria Mitzori, you read the 7. You make the Aliyahs out of the 2 parashas. So our case, COVID-19, people haven't been in shul for weeks. So based on the Magen Avraham understanding, based on of the Or Zarua, the Maramint, we only read 2 parashios, even if you miss 10 parashios. And Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolis in Shari Ephraim, he wants to say that this whole Or Zarua doesn't apply in our case. The Or Zarua is talking about a case where the shul met, there's a choves, that's, in other words, he's assuming, like the Ramban and the Mahamas, that it's a choves ha-tzibur, that it's only an obligation when the tzibur gets together. No one got together these past weeks, so therefore, you don't have to make a meikar adin, you read whatever parasha you're up to, you keep on going, you skip the past 5. The Or Zarua is talking about where the tzibur got together, they became obligated, and they didn't wane, so now they have to make it up. So according to the Shari Ephraim, is there would be no tashrum needed. Tashrum is in a case where you got together and you missed it. Then you could get into how many you make up. But the way the Shari Ephraim warns that we never got together, so therefore you wouldn't make it up. In fact, that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to always say. He had two grandfathers. One was his father's father, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, and he was famous for being makbid on Kriyas HaTorah. He felt it was a Choves HaYochid. Of course, it's a Choves HaYochid, which has to be done by Tzibor. Therefore, any time he was traveling, he always was very makbid to go ahead and make Kriyas HaTorah. So, I guess it was the Rav's mother's father was a Feinstein, Rav Moshe Feinstein's uncle. He was the Rav where the Rav, I think, used to learn by in Persia and someplace in Europe. And he used to, so I think he was heading to Rav Chaim one week, and he says, tell your other grandfather that show him this Ramban and the Mechamos. And it's a Choves HaTzibor, what is he doing? He gets it all wrong. When it comes to Tefillah, he's not as makbid to make it with a minion, but all of a sudden, by Kriyas HaTorah, he goes crazy. Show him his Ramban, and he said, oh, this new brisker Mahalach, I'll just say the Ramban saying like him, so it's not going to make a difference anyway. But tell him anyway. So that's what the Shari Ephraim writes. If you missed a minion, so it's a Choves HaTzibor. And therefore, there is no Tashlumin. So the Vilna Gaon and the Chazan Ish, they definitely didn't have a chia, but yet they made up all the parshias. So, the question is, what do you do? So assuming you have a chia according to Rishai Ephraim, the Mare Mint, you wouldn't have to make up, there wouldn't be any. And many Achorim disagree. They say, or Zerua, this says you got to make up the parishes, and that's it. It's an interesting lumdis, but halacha we ignore. So it's a machlokas Achronim, whether in a case, let's say, COVID-19, when there was no Tzibor getting together, so whether you'd have to go back. So, Meikar Adin, probably the Lachas like the Mari Mint and the Shari Ephraim, and therefore you don't have to, Pashas, you don't have to make up anything. But at least if you're going to do it, you're only going to make up, like the Magen Avraham, two Parashios. The one you missed last week in Rita Mechubarim, and others who want to be Machman, like the Gra and the Chazon Ish, they're going to make up all Parashios. So let's assume you're reading the two parashios. So what are you going to do? If you're reading the two parashios, so therefore that's a separate. Do you have to read them? If you're reading like six or seven, we'll have to discuss. But let's say you're going to be machmir and you're going to read two parashios, mechubarim. So the luck is, like we just said, so mechubarim, so you should read, three and a half and three and a half to keep. So, because the Taz writes, you want to keep things equal. So it's a Shaila among the Achronim, how equal do they have to be? In other words, on Shabbos, you're allowed to have Osafas. So equal means 3.5 and 3.5. But let's say on Shabbos, you're going to have 10 instead of 7. So the Taz says you don't have to worry about it. Just read 3.5 from 3 or 4, whatever it is, 4 from the other parish, and then as many Osafas you make, don't worry about it. And the Levush says, no, you have to have your act together. You have to know beforehand whether you're going to have 8 aliyahs, 10 or 12, and then you go 50-50. And in fact, that's what the Rav Soloveitchik says over Maisa with his father, which is Rav Moshe. It was a convention in America. So as a double parsha that week, he went over to the Gabbai and said, better to avoid this home achlokas, the Levush and the Taz. Don't give out any hosafis. Just go straight 7 and go half and half. So that's a major discussion. So all agree if the Tzibor got together and then you didn't do it, then you have to make up the parsha next. If it happens for 1 week, everyone agrees you got to make it up. If you missed the parsha, next week. The question is, what it's unclear is, I guess, and he only said to read two. So the question is, what do you do in our case? Number one, is it the same? Is there a chiyuv tashlum in it all? And what about, do I make up more than three? Four, you know, three, four, five, and six. So that's what we said. According to Shai Ephraim, there's no tashlumin. According to others, you know, others want to be makbid, they say you'll have to make up all the parashas based on the strict reading of the Oris HaRuah.